this week marks 60 years since the Federal Highway Act of 1956 was signed into law by President Eisenhower, which gave us the interstate highway system. There are now 47,662 miles of interstate highways, and probably just as many fun facts about them. The nation's interstates make up about 2.5% of all roadways in America, but they carry 25% of all traffic. Also, not all of them are technically interstate. Just listen to Nicole De La Cruz of New Jersey.
Did you know that they had interstates in Hawaii? Like, what does that have to do? Does that mean that there are, like, other states within the state of Hawaii that is part of the United States? I don't know. Like, Hawaiians are weird.
So, I guess, are the people in Alaska and Puerto Rico, which also have interstate highways. And yes, although the highways don't connect to any other states, designating them as interstates is part of what qualifies the roads for federal funding. Hawaii also has the slowest interstate speed limit on a small stretch of the H-1, where it's 35 miles per hour. Compare that to Texas, where sections of I-10 and 20 have a limit of 80 miles per hour. State Highway 130 in Texas, which is an alternative to I-35, has a limit of 85. That's the fastest in the country. Speed limits are almost pointless, however, on Southern California interstates, the 405 and the 5, the two most trafficked interstates.
In Downey on the 5 South at the 605, a crash is blocking the left lane. Traffic is heavy from Washington. It's 12:06.
There's also the fact that all but four state capitals are directly served by the interstate system. Any guesses? Juneau, Alaska, Dover, Delaware, Jefferson City, Missouri, and Pierre, South Dakota. Now, Carson City, Nevada used to be on that list until just a few years ago when I-580 was extended from Reno to the capital. Governor Brian Sandoval spoke with KUNR when it opened.
I mean, it's going to improve commute times. It's going to improve the quality of life in terms of safety for the local residents and those who commute back and forth. And also, just as importantly, with regard to our economic development plan and ensure that we can attract those new companies to come to Nevada, but also...
That was back in 2012, making I-580 one of the newest interstates. Compare that to Interstate 41 in Illinois and Wisconsin, which became official on April 7th of last year. The oldest interstate segments actually predate the Federal Highway Act, like the Grand Central Parkway in Queens, New York, which was opened to traffic in 1936 and later became I-278. And being a 60-year-old system, there are plenty of rumors, including the idea that for every 5 miles of interstate, 1 mile must be straight to accommodate a plane making an emergency landing. Not true. But still, there have been plenty of landings made, like this one on I-95 north of Orlando back in 2008.
A small plane just landed on the southbound side of 95. We just thought it was going to land, and it looked like it was having mechanical problems.
For all of its facts and figures, highways have served as the muse to many writers and painters and plenty of musicians.
I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride.
We've got more fun facts about highways, and you can tell us yours at hereandnow.org.